G'day everyone, welcome back to the Queensland Seafood Industry Association podcast series. I'm Eric Perez, the CEO of the association. Thank you for joining us. Today's podcast is around a topic that's been a contentious one for industry for a fairly long time and been trying to look at how we get some kind of redress for what went on. And the topic I'm talking about today is white spot. So for those listening, today's guest is the director and head of Law Essentials. Can I welcome to the podcast, Chris Thompson? How are you, Chris?
Yeah, good morning, Eric. Good, thanks.
Look, thanks for joining us again, mate. So this one steps away a bit from fisheries management issues, although you could think of this as a fisheries issue, generally speaking, but it's definitely in the biosecurity space. White spot. So before we get into updating members and industry more generally about where we're going with this, can you give us a bit of a history as to, in as short a way as you can, 200 words or less, how we got to where we got to with white spot today?
With any big case such as this, it unfortunately does involve money. So since white spot was introduced into the fishery, people started suffering their losses with the containment areas and then the extra costs and all that sort of thing, or markets drying up, whatever it might have been. It's obvious that they've lost that money, but it's a case of, well, what do you do about it? And obviously it's cost to run any type of claim and money that, in this case, fishers don't necessarily have to front up. And then you've got the bigger issue of, in this case, you're suing a government and it's not a straightforward process, I can assure you. So from the time that people started reporting their losses to me, it was a case of, well, how can we get a financial backer to basically run the case? And that's a very difficult process, and it's literally taken just hundreds and hundreds of hours of putting together submissions, answering questions, going to a variety of funders along the way, to the point that just before Christmas it was announced that a funder, which is called Omni Bridgeway, it said that yes, it will fund this case. And so the backing's there to move the case forward to recover losses that the seafood industry have suffered as a result of the white spot disease outbreak occurring.
Wow. Okay. So we're at the point now where not the association, obviously, but definitely the commercial fishers that have been impacted by this can move forward. But it really isn't just the commercial fishers here, because there are other users in that fishery that have been affected, and the other group that stands out to me are those that provide bait prawns out of Moreton Bay. And for those that are listening, that the majority of the wild caught bait market, a big chunk of it comes out of Moreton Bay. So they're another group that have been impacted. So are they potentially part of this particular legal move, Chris?
Yeah, 100%. Any claimant, so anyone making a claim, it can be the commercial fishers, so that's prawn, crab, worm, yabby, all that sort of thing that have suffered impacts. It extends to skippers, deckies, lessees of licenses, etc. It extends to the importers of prawn, where you would remember the ban on imports of prawn for a period of time. It extends to wholesalers, processors, transport, basically any, if you like, fish or crab handler that has suffered a loss as a result of the outbreak and the restrictions and costs that stemmed from that. So it's a wide range of people. The only people it doesn't extend to is, for example, like Coles and Woolies, that sort of retailers. But certainly the on-the-ground fish handlers, it's anyone that's touching that sort of product.
One of the key discussion points that is going to come up when you're talking to fishermen has definitely been brought up to me since white spot hit. And as of today's recording, we're still not 100% sure where government's mind on this in terms of how we manage white spot. I would have assumed, and correct me if I'm wrong here because I don't have a legal background, the reputational impact on industry and what this did when white spot first hit and what it's going to do longer term, because it's in the wild marine system in Moreton Bay forever. Is that something that needs to be, or the court will consider when this goes through this process? Because it's one thing to talk about a loss which can be quantified, but that unquantifiable bit, the reputational impact, is that something that's going to be part of this process?
Yes, certainly, because it'll be losses incurred to date and losses that may continue into the future. So certainly that sort of lost market, that sort of thing would be part of a person's claim.
Okay, look, from an advocacy perspective, and we've worked with each other, Chris, now for 10 years, so you work on the legal side of this industry, plus other things, of course, that Law Essentials do. I definitely work in that advocacy space. This has been a long time coming, so I'm happy in many different ways that we can try and find a pathway to get justice. I mean that quite sincerely for the people that were impacted and their families. My gripe here, and this is, we're talking policy level discussion here, so there is no right or wrong response to this, I guess. Why does it seem so difficult to get justice from any level of government when it comes to these kinds of issues? Why do we need to go to the extents that we've gone through to get what for me is a just outcome for those that have been impacted?
Oh, yeah, well, that is a difficult question. I mean, it's there's legislation in place that creates barriers as to how easy it is to effectively sue somebody. With governments, it's just is incredibly difficult, because I guess in one way, if there weren't restrictions and difficulties in suing governments, say everyone in Australia would be suing the government for something or another. But it's just a really complex thing to do. And unfortunately, it is that David and Goliath type set up where buckets of money or bottomless pit of money with the government, and the poor punter has to find the finances to run litigation. And litigation is not a cheap thing to do, and it's risky, and it's there are cost orders that you can get against you if you fail and you're what you're suing for. So there's a lot of things like that. So a funder such as Omni Bridgeway to come on board with respect to this takes all that risk away from any of the claimants that are wanting to bring their claim, because it's basically no win, no fee type thing. They take on all the costs. They only get their costs back if it's a win. They cover any adverse costs order if they were lost, and then the government, if they had to pay the government's costs, all that risk is taken away and just puts the claimant on an even playing field with the government with their money. So it just matches it up and gives the opportunity for that claimant to bring their claim forward when by themselves, unless they're happy to finance it, they would unlikely be able to run that risk with that sort of litigation.
Next steps, let's have a think about this. So where we're at with the process is that you're going to be doing a bit of a road trip in the Bay Area to get commercial fishers and other interested businesses that have been impacted by Whitespot to come and listen to you, give them a bit of an update about where we're at. So I'm just reading here from the email blast. So we've got three areas: Redland Bay, Scarborough and Hemant. And the first cab off the rank there is at the Redland Bay at the Victoria Point Community Hall on Friday the 30th of April at 12 p.m. I will make sure that this gets out through the member emails and with your okay, I'll put something up online to let people know through the QSIA Facebook site. We're okay to do that, mate?
Yeah, no, that's okay. And look, I have to say to everybody that it is really important that if they have suffered losses as a result of white spot disease, that they do come along to those meetings, or at least just sign up anyway. There is a deadline to sign up, which is the 30th of July, 2021. Basically, if people haven't signed up by then, they won't necessarily be in the class action at all. It's what's called a closed class. So unless you actually sign up, then you simply won't be in it, and you'll obviously get zero for your losses unless you take on the government yourself. But that's what people need to do. encourage them to come along to these port meetings. There'll be other meetings, there'll be phone calls, there'll be all that sort of thing, personal visits, whatever it might be down the track. But these port meetings are just designed simply to do en masse, to give everyone the same type of information and just to get people to sign up if they want to. Obviously, they're not forced to do it, but it's one of those things. So we've got a funder, Omni Bridgeway, that are funding this whole thing. It won't cost anybody 1 cent out of their own pocket to run the claim, but unless you sign up, you're not going to get anything. So it's up to them.
Well, there you go, straight from the horse's mouth. Look, Chris, thanks for this. For those listening, we'll make available information on the podcast link description to get yourself more informed about what you need to do. And in any event, if you do have any questions, please don't send them to me. Please contact Chris. We'll put Chris's details on the podcast description. Chris, thanks for your time, man.
Yeah, thanks, Eric. No problem.
Brilliant. So for those listening, this has been Eric Perez, CEO of the Queensland Seafood Industry Association, thanking you for your time. Thanks again to Chris Thompson from Law Essentials. We'll be back with a lot more content. Thanks, everyone. We'll catch you on the next podcast.